Hey, welcome to episode 17 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff. Sitting alongside next to me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Twitter, Fully Posable. Instagram, Fully Posable WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past episodes, fullyposable.podbean.com, which actually has a pretty cool app. You can check out not only our podcast, but other podcasts on there. You can download any of our past episodes to your Apple device. If you're running the kids around or the kids are just running you around on a Sunday, pop in those earbuds and you can listen to any of our past episodes. Please rate, review, subscribe. That helps out our numeros, which means numbers in German.
School in the audience. Way to go, dude.
Thanks, man. I took French.
Good job all around there.
Oh, thank you very much. You can email us any questions, comments, wish lists to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. And Scott, again, that's fully posable.
All right, here we go.
W as in Kendall Windham.
Okay. Wow. Show of hands, who remembers him? Crickets?
Show of hands of how many people remember that he was a horseman?
Oh.
Yeah.
So was Mongo.
So was Paul Roma.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was.
Yeah, those are guys that we like to forget that were horsemen.
Right, that's like Four Horsemen light right
yes.
there.
F as in Finn Balor.
Okay.
And P as in Fantasio.
Wow.
So going back to our 95 gimmicks last week.
Yes, most horrible era in wrestling.
Yes, Fantaso or Fantasio or...
Fantasio, if you're listening, please... Let us know how to properly pronounce your name.
I don't even think Vince McMahon knew how to pronounce it.
I don't even remember him being in WWF. Was he in WWF?
Yeah, remember he was that magician guy?
I thought he was in WCW. That sounds like one of theirs.
That was the era of the horrible gimmicks that we talked about last week.
Ugh, they both had them.
95, that really tested our patience.
Yes, it did.
It really did. Scott, did you do any toy hunting?
Again, the usual. Had to go to Walmart for something, so ran over to the toys, and yet again was disappointed. But if you're really looking for a Sid Elite, they've still got them.
Boy, you can find that thing everywhere.
Yep. Sid is warming up the pegs.
Mm-hmm. Friday, what did we do Friday? Holy crap. My days are running together.
It happens.
Oh, Friday. We went back to the Burgermeister in Alameda.
Nice.
Saturday, we were doing some running around, and we got home Saturday night, and just we had groceries, and we were putting the groceries away, and just kind of lounged around, watched the Trailblazers Warriors game, and after that was over, I didn't feel like doing anything. Like I was just laying there.
Veg.
Yeah, it was like that. All of last week just hit me.
Yep.
And so I'm kind of laying there, and I don't know if you know, but on the MLB Network, after about 9:30, 10 o'clock, they start showing the same show over and over. And it's just a recap of that day's baseball games.
Okay.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm just watching the recap over and over. It was about 9:30 or so.
How many times did you watch the same thing over and over
again? I think about three times.
Wow.
Yeah,
just turned off your brain.
I did, dude. Yep. I was laying on the floor. Gunner was laying next to me. You know, I was petting the dog, and you know, mind was just numb, you know? So the editor comes over and she goes, "What's wrong?" And I'm like, I'm just drained. Like everything's just hit me right now. She goes, "Let's go toy hunting." And I'm like, "No, I don't want to go. I just want to continue watching the same episode of baseball over and over, you know."
No thing. I need to watch this four more times.
Yeah, I need to know what happened in this Washington and Chicago game again. So she goes, "No, let's go to Alameda Target. Let's see what we haven't been there in a while. Let's go there." And I'm like, "No." So she runs off and she comes back and she has my shoes in her hand.
Wow.
And like a little kid, she starts putting my shoes on, you know, like I'm an older person. I can't put on my own shoes. And I'm like, "No, stop." And
she should have told you to change your underwear too.
No, she said, it's time to change your diaper also. So
there's a surprise in there for you.
So anyways, finally I start laughing and I'm like, "Okay, let's go." And so we hop in the car and this is now about 10:15. Run down to Alameda Target and run
10:15?
10:15 at night, yeah.
And Target's still open?
Yeah. Our Alameda Target stays open till 11.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Our Target closes at 10 here in Tracy.
Dude, there's one I can't remember where it is, but there's one that is open till midnight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So it's weird. They're adjusting their times. Oh, Emeryville. Emeryville Target's open till midnight.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they are. I need to check the one here, see if they're staying open later.
So went down there and was able to find a Sami Zayn Basic and a Chase the Belt Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was like, oh, cool. So this wasn't a wasted trip at 10:30 at night on a set.
Good.
Of course, it's Saturday night. You know, most young kids are out partying.
Yeah, but us, we're not young kids.
Us old folks just want to continue watching the same thing of baseball over and over.
We get our shoes and diapers changed and we go toy hunting. That's what we do.
That's how we roll.
Grown-ups.
Hashtag fig life, dude. So the editor also got me those little mini bags. Have you seen those?
Mini bags?
They're like little mini guys.
Stack downs?
Not stack downs. They're little guys that are about this big, and you put their arms together and their legs together, and it makes Cena or Roman Reigns, or the ones I got was Dolph Ziggler.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, these are, you know.
Are they blind bags? Like, you don't know who's in the.
Correct. So, anyways, picked up a couple of those, picked up some other things, and then Sunday was Mother's Day, so between the editors' get-together and our get-together, it was basically no toy hunting that day.
Wow. And so just because your editor changed your diaper and your shoes, that's the only reason you went toy hunting this past weekend.
That was the only reason I went toy hunting.
Wow. Good job, editor.
Thanks, editor. Thank you for changing my soiled diaper. Oh, did I get him? Did I? Nope, not my day again. No. All right.
Not yet.
All right. I'll shoot for the next segment. Actually, we don't have anything for the next segment.
That's bad this week.
Should we even do a news thing?
Well, people might like our news music.
Yeah. So they're just going to hear the Road Dogg thing, and then it's going to be right into Hasbro's?
Let's do that. Let's do that.
All right. So let's get into our news. You didn't know? Dude, we have a slow news week this week.
I hate when that happens.
This is the first time I think we've basically had nothing. So we saw the new Paul Heyman basic figure that's in the series with Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Cool figure. If you have a Brock Lesnar, it'll look great next to it.
Yeah. Anything on the FTC side?
Zero.
Yeah.
No news to report from FTC this week.
Yeah. Chris didn't have much for us. He's working on some stuff. So I don't want to say he didn't have time, but he just didn't have much to report because he's been working on other lines and other stuff. So.
Yeah, I'm hopeful there's a big blockbuster over the next couple weeks from them, like when the ROHs and the Future Stars are going to be coming out.
Yeah.
Hopefully some pre-orders hit.
Yeah.
So we're just waiting on that news. We just don't have it yet.
Yep. And next week we are doing the recording with Chris. So please get all your questions in for Figures Toy Company. Remember, they're doing the ROH line, the Legends line, and the Future Stars line.
And anything for DC or KISS,
he can
answer as well. Within reason, just like with the wrestling guys, he can't tip his hand too much, but...
Yeah, exactly. So get all your questions in, and then Scott and I are going to compile the questions that we have put together already, and then we're going to take your guys' questions and throw those in also. So, Scott, I think it's time for our Hasbros.
Let's get into them Hasbros.
Hasbros. I came to play. There's a price to pay. Tough for you to get down on your knees. I came to play. So, Scott, what you got for those Hasbro Series 7?
Series 7.
7.
Hasbro Series 7. We have Kamala with the Kamala Crush, Owen Hart with the Rocket Blast, Crush with the Kona Crusher, Nails with Jailhouse Jab, Razor Ramon with Razor Rage. He also came with a gold chain. And Shawn Michaels with the Conceited Crunch. And these figures all came on the yellow card. So, admission here. For some reason, I thought Series 7 was the red cards. So, after doing some research, no, Series 7 was not the red card. Series 7 was the yellow cards.
Yes.
So, the story that I was promising everybody last week about finding out about series what I thought was 7 but is actually series 8 is going to have to wait another week. Now I feel bad because it's a decent story, I guess.
I hope you're not hyping it up too much.
I'm not trying to hype it up, but I mean it's just a fun toy hunting story. So yeah. Those people out there that listen that really enjoy the thrill of hunting for your figures,
right?
That's going to be a good toy hunting story and people will get where I'm coming from on it. I don't want to hype it up too much, but it has to wait another week. Because the yellow cards, I did find those in Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
this was actually the last series that I was able to find in the Hasbros at our Toys R Us before they started clearing them out.
And I told this story last week. I still remember when you would come in and we'd have a draft of which ones we would open.
Exactly.
And I remember this one specifically because I remember opening up Crush. I can't remember if you or I opened. I think I opened up Kamala too.
Well, I want to say Razor and HBK were the first two. And I think because I purchased them, I usually gave myself first pick. I'm like, no, you take second pick. You just sat here while I shopped. Yeah, I want to say I either opened Razor or HBK. And you opened the other one first.
Kamala or... I want to say I opened Crush first.
Really? Over HBK?
Well, no, because
well, it was 93, so...
Well, no, because I think you opened Razor and HBK.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I took two picks.
Because you were working at this time.
Right, right.
And I was still in high school, so... Right. I think you were like, I paid for these, I get my pick.
That might have been how it went, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I can't argue this. Either way, they're going to be open.
Yep.
Favorite figure out of this series?
Razor.
Hands down.
Yeah, Razor's definitely my favorite.
They black vest, red tights.
And, you know, going back, I don't like when they do clothing on the figures unless it's removable so you can make it look like. But I was okay with Razor having the vest on because you turn it around, he had the Razor Ramon logo on the back of the vest. Just such a good figure. The removable gold chain, they nailed him.
Now, didn't they do a Kamala variant?
Yeah, apparently there's one with the star on the belly. That was the more predominant one that you could find. And then there's one with a moon on the belly.
Yes.
And that's the rarer of them. And I guess it really does exist.
And it goes for bank on eBay, too.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. Not as much as the Greg Valentine Rhythm and Blues, but I would say that Kamala with the moon is the second most valuable Hasbro that you can find on card, Dusty probably being the third.
Do you know how much Dusty goes for?
I've seen him go for around $250 to $300, like loose.
Good Lord.
Carded, I don't even know.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, carded has to be $400 or $500 easily.
I've got to agree with you. Razor was probably the best on this.
I do want to point out, Shawn Michaels was originally supposed to have the pull back the arm and he punches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy they took that feature out and switched it up with the slammy arms like the Rick Martel.
Yep.
I really like that feature a lot better. It was more befitting of HBK.
And this was the first figure of HBK after Jannetty.
After the Rockers.
Yeah, after the barbershop window.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this had him in his red and black tight. So if I had to pick a second favorite, definitely HBK.
Yeah.
It's not a 1-in-1A. Razor is clearly my favorite out of this set.
Visually, I got to say, Crush actually looked pretty good. I mean,
he was awesome. And I was a huge Crush fan. I really liked Crush.
I did too. Like, it was like, oh, cool, Crush, you know? It was one of those deals.
I liked Crush, but I didn't like Evil Crush. Because he fought with Macho Man, and I loved me some Macho Man.
Yeah, you definitely love you some Macho Man. Kamala Good, Owen Hart, that was a cool figure. He would basically match him up with Jim Anvil, Neidhart from the previous series.
Yep.
Nails, if he wasn't punching out Vince.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Again, did a really good job on the figure.
Do you remember the house show we went to at the Oakland Coliseum and it was Taker and Nails?
Oh, man. Yeah. What was it supposed to be?
It was supposed to be Taker Warrior?
No. Supposed to be Ric Flair versus Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
And we bought tickets as soon as they said Ric Flair is facing Ultimate Warrior at the Oakland Coliseum.
And it changed like five times too, right?
Yes. So what was supposed to be Ultimate Warrior versus Ric Flair turned into Undertaker versus Nails.
Yeah.
We already had tickets, and we're like, wow.
Well, wasn't it
talk about a swerve.
If I'm not mistaken, it was supposed to be Warrior Flair.
Yep.
Then it turned into, like, Taker Warrior.
No, Taker was a face. So I think they turned it into Warrior, because Warrior bounced or whatever. He had one of his issues.
Yeah.
And so he got removed, and then I think it was Taker and Flair.
Yeah.
And then Flair was coming to the end of his contract, and I don't know if he wasn't doing house shows or what. And then Flair got replaced with Nails.
Yeah, of all people, Nails.
Horrible. Like, how do you turn Warrior versus Flair? I mean, not that it would have been a five-star match or anything, but dude, it was Warrior and Flair.
I know.
And they became Taker and Nails.
And the match only lasted, what, 9 seconds?
Yeah, I think it was a choke slam, a tombstone, three count.
It was like a big boot. Tombstone. It was done in like, because you and I were walking during intermission, we're walking back to the car, and we were like, dude, how long did that match last?
Yeah.
And we started, I was like, replaying the spots in my head, and you're like, 1, 2, 3. You're like, dude, that was like 9, 13 seconds in between there, dude.
Yeah, the main event. Yeah.
Yeah. That was right before intermission. Actually, the main event was Martel and Brett.
Right. So when that got announced,
Brett had just...
He had just won the heavyweight title, right?
The Saturday before, right? Because they didn't air it?
Right,
because
Flair was champion. So that's what it was supposed to be, was Ultimate Warrior versus Ric Flair for the heavyweight title.
Yes.
And then Brett won the belt, so that got switched. Yeah.
The day before, too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and so that got switched. So Martel and Brett became the top of the bill.
Yeah.
And what was supposed to be Warrior Flair, which became Taker Nails, went right before intermission.
And do you remember when Randy went down and he slapped five with Bret Hart's hand? And he's all... That was the slimiest thing I've ever felt in my life.
Yes. Oh, man. I could go in some different directions with that slime on his hand. We're just going to leave that right there. But dude, yeah, that was the Oakland screw job, as I like to call it.
Who else was on? I remember Berserker being there. I don't remember who he faced.
I don't remember that card aside from those two matches.
Oh, wait. Berserker faced Crush.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Face Crush. So a lot of people are having fun with our top five list.
I love it.
Yes, I do too. So we actually got two top five lists.
Awesome.
We got one from a gentleman named Joe Watson over in the UK. And his Twitter handle is at WWEFigsUK. And he actually has a blog, and the blog's kind of cool. He sends out questionnaires almost like to fellow wrestling figure collectors. And people answer them and send them back. So I think it's kind of cool how he does that. And he wants to send us one, but it's tough because we've talked about almost everything on this podcast that we've been... Well, I wouldn't say almost. We've still got stories on top of stories.
Yeah.
But he's trying to figure out what kind of questions to ask us that we haven't answered or talked about on the show yet.
Man, he's going to have to do some homework out of 16 or 17 episodes now, right?
I know. Whatever questions he can come up with and send over to us, dude, you know, kudos to him, man.
Yeah.
So this was his top five. And you can also read his blog, ukwrestlingfigs.com. Number five, John Cena Elite 40. So I really like this figure. It's not my favorite John Cena figure, but I purchased it.
You bought a Cena Elite?
I did. Well, not, I bought the Cena Elite TRU exclusive.
Yeah.
I bought that one, but I also bought this one. I think it's a cool figure. I don't know if it'd be... It's definitely not my top five or top 10 or top 15, but I... It's a Cena that I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. He comes with the US belt. He got the blue. He's got the Fruity Pebble colors on, you know.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cool figure. So, you know, it made Joe's top five. Number four, British Bulldog Elite 39.
Can't argue against that one.
I know. That's in my top 10, I think.
Yeah.
He says it was his idol growing up, and he said that Mattel really captured this figure, which is true. I mean, the only knock against it, it's a plastic cape. And that's what Mattel's known for, is that plastic cape.
Yeah.
So I want cloth. I kind of want to change it up. I want cloth clothing. You know, I'm kind of excited about this FTC cloth clothing line that they're doing, you know, so.
Yep. A little more legit.
Number three, TRU Seth Rollins exclusive.
That seems to be a lot of people's favorite.
Right. And he said that this was a US exclusive. So having it on the UK shore was a huge thing over there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Wow.
So number two is Adrian Neville. He said this was Neville's first time in the line. He said, and he's English, you know. He said, but this figure was so hard to find that it was sold out at stores constantly. You couldn't find it in shops or online. So he said getting this figure was like hitting the lottery.
It really was. We had a hard time finding it too. In fact, I never even saw it.
We never saw it.
Yeah. Big Lots apparently got him in here, but I never saw it in the shelves.
I never saw it either. Never did.
That was a tough pull.
Number one, Razor defining moment.
Another one that a lot of people love.
Yeah. I love getting that signed in the green paint pen.
Yes. That looks really good.
It looks awesome.
Yep.
So thank you, Joe, for sending that in. Again, you can read his blog on ukwrestlingfigs.com. You can follow him on Twitter at WWEFigsUK. And we look forward to you sending our questions in because, man, him asking us questions that we haven't answered already on this show.
Yeah. Ooh. I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Another guy sent in his top five, but it was a picture. He took a picture of his top five.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
I like his name.
Gundam Jaeger. G-U-N-D-A-M Jaeger.
Can't tell you how many times I've said damn Jaeger.
Top five, Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 30 Elite. That was the other one that came with the Bret Hart.
The WrestleMania 30.
WrestleMania 30 two-pack.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't say Tupac. It was just the two figures.
Two guys, yep.
TRU Seth Rollins figure. That figure seems to be on a lot of people's list.
Yep.
Number three, Finn Balor Elite 42, which seems to be a lot of people's favorites also.
It was definitely on both of our lists. Not in top five, but honorable mention for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I like this one. The Ringside Exclusive Edge. That was the one that came with the Rated R belt.
Yep.
That was a sick figure.
Yeah, no, it totally is. It totally is.
I kick myself for not getting it.
I know.
To this day, I still kick myself for not getting that figure. And Sting Defining Moment.
Another awesome one. And isn't it funny? Defining Moment seems to be one of the top five for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have like two in their top five.
Oh, yeah. Mine was yours was Hogan.
Yep.
Mine was Hogan, and that Taker was an honorable mention.
Yep.
So thanks for sending your list. And again, people, send these in, man. We love your participation in the show. So keep sending those lists in, please. Scott, are you ready for your secret question of the day?
Not really. It's been a long day. Can we skip this week?
All right. On to the wish list.
Let's wish. Oh, wait. That doesn't work?
No.
Damn it.
You're not skipping it this week.
Fine.
We had a slow news week, so we need this, dude.
Let's really milk this secret question.
Yeah, we're going to milk this to end of the earth, dude. Okay. So, non-WrestleMania pay-per-view.
Okay.
You're given a network pass. You say you didn't have the network.
Okay.
Which pay-per-view are you going back and rewatching beginning to end? Now, on top of that, which figures would you like to see from that pay-per-view? Non-WrestleMania, so you cannot say WrestleMania 4.
Oof. Wow. See, I'm running through a 30-something year database right now. Dude, that's such a tough question.
You want me to go?
The problem is if you go, I'm not going to listen because I'm going to be thinking of what my answer is.
Okay. Well,
wow. This is like the curviest of all curveballs.
I don't know. That top five, man. You had to pull that one.
No, I did. But man, it's hard to go through actual wrestling cards. Like I can access my figure database so quickly, but with wrestling cards, that's a huge...
You can pick any Royal Rumble, any Survivor Series, any SummerSlam.
Well, see, that's where my brain is going first, is SummerSlam and Survivor Series. Oof. I'd hate to leave out some WCW one or NWA one. Because I always like to go back and watch like the Great American Bashes and the Starcades.
Mm-hmm.
Man. All right, why don't you go and I'll half listen and keep thinking of my list.
So when I actually thought of this question the other day.
You jerk, you had way more time than me to think about this.
Well, actually, the first one that came to my mind that I thought, you know what? I would love to go back. And in fact, I'm going to go back and rewatch it. I don't know when I'm going to go back and rewatch it, but I'm going to go back and rewatch it. SummerSlam 91. There was so many memorable moments from SummerSlam 91 outside of the first match. The first match was just pure gimmick.
91, that was Hart and Perfect, right?
Yep.
And that was also Hogan and Warrior against... Okay.
There were so many memorable moments. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, that was Andre's last pay-per-view.
I think so. I don't know. I'd have to go look.
Because he wasn't at... 92 was WrestleMania 8.
Yeah, and he was at WrestleMania 7, for sure.
Yeah.
He was in Boss Man's corner.
WrestleMania... He wasn't at 8... He wasn't at Royal Rumble 92. Yeah, I think that was his last.
So unless he made an appearance at Survivor Series, that was probably his last appearance.
Yeah. I don't remember him being at Survivor Series 91.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
LOD won the tag belts from the Nasties.
Yeah, loved that.
Bret and Perfect stole the show. There were just so many things outside of that first match. It was Warlord and I can't remember who his tag. That match was just kind of...
Power and Glory, wasn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. Power and Glory, you're right. That was a throwaway match.
Of course.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that kicked off the show.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you go back and rewatch it, the crowd was still hot for it.
Of course.
So from beginning to end, that card was so good. It had the Macho and Elizabeth wedding at the end.
Right.
Which is kind of meh. But I wish they would have shown us at the actual pay-per-view the... Jake Roberts and the snake popping out. We had to wait till
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yep. The following Saturday.
Yeah. On Superstars to see that happened. We were like, wait, what? You know, the show went off. They were exchanging rings, vows, all this stuff.
Yep.
And it's like, wait, when did this happen? You know, we didn't know that that had happened.
I don't think that they showed that the following night on primetime.
Mm-mm.
They made you wait until Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. So you had to wait almost a week.
So SummerSlam 91 is the first one that comes to my head. Honorable mentions. I'm a sucker for Royal Rumble 94.
Oh, Brett and Luger going over the top at the same time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was a memorable moment. Taker being lifted up.
That was weird.
That was weird, but it's still ingrained in my head. Ludwig Borga and Yokozuna sitting on top, or not sitting, but basically laying on top of the coffin.
Yep. Yep.
Just a lot of memorable moments. Owen Hart kicking Brett's leg out from underneath his leg.
Classic.
Owen actually said that in a promo with Todd Pettengill.
That was awesome.
There was a lot of good moments in that one too. So those are the first ones that came to my mind. I'm like, but before anything else, it was SummerSlam 91.
Okay. So I totally took in what you were saying.
Okay. Thank you.
I totally did.
Uh-huh.
And I think I have my pay-per-view.
Okay.
It's not WCW, NWA, or WWF.
ECW.
Yes.
Yes.
Their first pay-per-view.
Yep.
From beginning to end, I can watch that repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched it so many times, even with the network.
Yep.
Even before the network, I watched that pay-per-view so many times. One of my favorite matches is that six-man, the Japanese guys.
The BWO.
Oh, dude.
Yep.
That match. But the kicker for me is that first match, the Dudleys versus the Eliminators.
Mm-hmm.
To this day is probably still my favorite tag team match.
Yeah.
It's so much fun, and that kicked off the pay-per-view. So, to answer your question, it's that first ECW pay-per-view.
And I think you've actually said before the figures that you would want from that show is the Eliminators.
The Eliminators.
So you've
They were, I think they were a wish list.
Yeah, you were, that was your wish list.
Yeah, yeah. So that would still be
mm-hmm.
my pick.
From mine, I would love a battle pack of Bret and Perfect.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And no, it'd be a great touch. Is, do you remember when the match was over and Bret kind of ripped off Perfect's singlet?
Yes.
Have Bret have that singlet, have it come with the old school IC title.
Yep.
And have that singlet kind of just draped over Bret's shoulder as he, you know.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool. But then what would Mr. Perfect be wearing?
Black trunks, because that's what he had on underneath.
Okay.
Many people would understand that reference, but yeah,
if you watch the match, you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So ECW for you, huh?
Yep. Their first pay-per-view for me. That's the one I can watch repeatedly.
Yep. That and Final Battle 2010.
Okay. Okay. So you said I had a network pass.
You had a network pass.
All right. Well, if you had said I could go off script.
I know.
Because it would be like, okay, just pick a PWG show. Or Final Battle 2010.
Yeah. Final Battle 2010 was good.
Oh, man. That last match is just amazing.
Yep.
It's just so good.
Yep. Now I want to watch Final Battle 2010 again.
Well, actually, 2010, Steen and Generico, was that the last match on the card?
That was the last match on the card.
It was.
Yep.
The title match took place before that.
Yep.
It did. Yep. They closed with that one. They had to.
Uh-huh.
That was, what's crazy to me is those two, and we're not booking here, we're just spitballing. They've been fighting each other for so long. Fans are still paying money to see it. Yes, there are new fans that aren't familiar with Zayn and Owens.
Mm-hmm.
We know them as Steen and Generico. We've been watching them since 2010.
Yeah.
And we were so invested in that feud. ROH built that for a year,
yep.
And it was still hot. They literally could have kept going after Final Battle 2010. Had Cornette not screwed that up.
Yeah.
They could have kept going, and fans still... PWG kept it going, and they made a boatload of cash off of that feud.
Yeah. Oh, you crazy bastard.
Yeah. Screw Cornette, dude.
We can't keep this going.
Yeah. It's all his fault.
I know.
Damn it.
And I remember 2009 when I was watching the HDNet.
Yep.
And I can't remember. Actually, you know what? It happened so late in the year. It did carry over to 2010 when they actually showed when Steen turned on Generico.
Which was at Final Battle 2009.
Yeah. Yep. So Final Battle is held in December.
Right.
I remember seeing Steen turn on Generico, and I was still trying to catch up with ROH at that time. Yeah,
getting to know the characters.
Yeah, getting to know everything, because I watched ROH. I bought the DVDs out here whenever I could find them at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I kind of felt out of it. So 2008, when they went on to HDNet, I was like, oh, sweet. So I started to kind of follow things again.
Yep.
And then 2009, I remember... Or 2010, beginning of 2010, I remember seeing that clip of Steen turn on Generico.
Yep.
And I'm like, weren't they just a new tag team or something like that? And weren't they tag champs or something? That was weird. But then I started following the storyline of that.
Yeah.
And watching every week on HDNet.
Yep.
And kind of reading up on the internet and watching videos on YouTube. I was blown away. I was like, holy crap, this is great, you know?
Yep.
So, all right.
All right.
All right. All right. All right, Scott, I think it's time for some hot wish list action.
Let's wish.
Let's wish. So, Scott, you haven't stopped by the office much lately.
I have not.
Sean came in the other day. The first words out of his mouth, and I'm putting this out there, he said, "The New Day annoys me. I don't like the New Day." Uh-huh.
You know, I remember when me and Sean used to be friends. Way back 5 minutes ago before you told me the story.
I couldn't believe it, dude. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, they annoy me. I don't like them. Big E isn't good on the mic. He goes, I don't like them. I'm like, oh my God, dude. you are the first person that I've ever read. First person I've ever heard
mm-hmm.
say they do not like the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it.
Former.
Former special guest.
Former friend / special guest fired.
We're getting him some bootios.
Oh, he needs to eat his bootios.
Oh, I know.
Because right now he's booty.
I thought that would be kind of funny to kind of kick in because that was I should have put that in with your surprise question.
He's like the anti-me. He's like my nemesis. He likes the zombie figures. He wants a Isaac Yankum / Kane 2-pack / fake diesel.
Fake diesel.
And now he doesn't like New Day.
Yeah. I could wow. not believe. He is the.
And he doesn't like Nakamura either.
Right. And he will fight that to this day. He goes, it's not that I don't like Nakamura.
Yes, it is.
It's just he doesn't like people that do strikes.
Therefore, you don't like Nakamura.
Right.
Unacceptable.
I thought that was absolutely hilarious. And
Sean's
I was,
booty.
I just thought of that right before we cut into that segment. I was like, oh, I should have thrown that in with your surprise question.
Yeah.
That should have been.
Yeah, that definitely would have thrown me.
Yeah. Forget the pay-per-views. Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to punch Sean tomorrow.
So, I was thinking about my wish list, and Scott and I were actually talking about this. Wish lists are getting tough.
They are getting tough, man. We've had so many figures.
Yes, and you know we'll keep it going for as long as we can, but we may have to switch it up with a new segment or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
We'll get our brain going for a new segment, or if any of you guys, we love fan participation. So if you guys have any recommendations that we can try out,
we'll yeah.
We're not ending the wish list right now.
No,
this
no,
isn't our last
not.
Wish list, but
right.
we can kind of see it coming, you know, where the light's at the end of the tunnel type deal.
Yeah, it's on the list for possible cancellation.
Yes.
And this show's all about the fans and the listeners, so if you guys have something you want us to discuss, like a whole segment, let's hear it.
Yes. So I know this guy has already been produced. I kind of think that, and I would definitely get one. And I know it's not going to blow you away. Again, we're at the end of our wish list where we're just pulling, you know, needle out of haystacks. I know I've used that numerous times, but I'm going to throw it out there again. But I kind of think this figure would move.
Can I guess what it is?
Sure, go for it. I'm going to actually, you know what? Just because it's so out of the blue and out there, I will tell you it could be for the FTC Legends line.
Bull Dempsey.
Hmm. I thought you would give me a little bit more recent. Actually, I did like the Bullfit character.
Yeah.
That was a good character. I was actually really disappointed when they got rid of him because I love that Bullfit segment and stuff.
My favorite part about Bull Dempsey is when he was still supposedly supposed to be a badass and he would come out to the ring and his music would say Bull and then it would play some music and then it would go Bull. The fans would throw SHIT in there after bull. That was my favorite part of Bull Dempsey.
Yes.
That was awesome.
One of my favorite parts, and I couldn't stop laughing, is when he was supposedly getting fit.
Yeah.
And he had the Snicker bar in his singlet.
Ugh.
I thought that was absolutely hilarious. No, it's not Bull Dempsey, because he would not be in the legend line.
Is it Oscar from Men on a Mission?
Whoa.
Sorry, you said you're pulling names out of the blue here, so I'm doing the same thing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, it's not Oscar.
All right. Then I give up.
It's Jim Ross.
Oh, okay. I like that. It's always good to have announcers, especially if you set up dioramas or like play sets.
Yep.
Like you've got the ring and the announce table. It's kind of cool to have the announcer figures.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people have taken pictures of their play sets.
Yep.
With Ross and King.
Yep.
You know, I've seen that in the past before. And I know he's been done, but...
But not often. I think there's only one Jim Ross figure, isn't there? Or did Jax do one in their Legends set?
Okay, so I remember that there was a Jax.
Like a basic Jax.
Yeah.
It came out in like a... it was like a manager's assortment. It had like Jim Cornette, Jim Ross, Sonny.
Yeah, that was like 98?
I think it was around 98.
Mattel never did one.
No, Mattel has not done a JR, but I'm wondering if they released a JR in like a Classic Superstars or something.
I think they might have, actually. I think you might be right.
So at most, there have been two.
Yes.
At most, two Jim Ross figures.
Yes. But I don't think Jax did that well of a job on it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first one. I'm thinking back to the first one.
It was very generic. It had like, it didn't have posable elbow joints or knee joints. It was just like he could lift his entire arm or nothing.
Yeah.
I think he came with a hat, which was cool.
And I think
he had glasses on.
Like earbuds type things? Or
yeah, something. I think it came with a headset that you could pop on there
yeah.
too.
Yeah. I would like to see what Mattel could do. The black hat, the symbolic black hat, you know?
Yeah, Mattel or FTC.
I'm sorry.
Well, either one. I mean, because Jim Ross is, I don't know if he's even loosely affiliated with WWE. He still talks about him all the time. So if they can hit him on a Legends deal.
There is no contract between him and WWE. He will do stuff for their DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Like he'll go back and commentate on old matches.
So they're like one shot deals where they just pay him per appearance.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
It was cool when he showed up at Dallas, though. He got a huge ovation.
When he was in Dallas?
Yeah. He showed up at the NXT Dallas show.
Oh, that's right. He did. Yeah.
He got a huge ovation. So I would like a JR figure. I kind of think that would be kind of a cool little touch.
That would be cool.
Because it's just symbolic, the black hat, you know,
yep.
just stuff like that.
I like it.
Thanks, man.
I like that pick.
I think going back to the Jax figure, I remember that face was so jacked up.
It wasn't the best.
We're talking about Mattel's faces going on right now. That first Jim Ross.
Yeah, Jax, but that was before Jax had real scan. And they were doing the best that they could with the technology they had at the time. We're talking, or Jax had been in existence maybe at that point with the WWF line,
mm-hmm.
maybe 3 years.
Something like that.
Because their first set came out in 96, and then these came out, and I believe it was 98. So they had only been around for 2 or 3 years at that point. So they did the best that they could with that Jim Ross figure.
They sure did.
But it's not great.
No.
Not great.
Nope. So that's my pick for this week. What you got?
All right. Well, last week, I kind of went off script a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to do the same thing with the same line. I'm going to hit the Hasbros again. And I'm going to say I wish that they had made Men on a Mission. That is an honest wish list, not a red herring. And I'm going to come in with a better one. No. I really wish they had made Men on a Mission. They were, no pun intended, a big tag team at the time.
They were huge.
Yeah. They were.
No pun intended.
They had a WrestleMania match.
Yes.
They were around when Hasbro could have made figures of them.
Yep.
And they just chose not to. So, in reviewing unreleased Hasbros, there are apparently head sculpts that were produced for Men on a Mission figures.
Mm-hmm.
And they were supposedly going to be on orange cards.
Yep.
After the very last series of Hasbros. But Hasbro's line died off, and then there went the Men on a Mission figures.
Do you want to go into the rest of who was supposed to be in that set?
No. I will save that for when we're all done talking about Hasbros, and then we start talking about like all the accessories and the rings and the rumors. We'll get into that then.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's kind of a little teaser. I mean, anybody can go onto Google and search orange card Hasbros, and you'll kind of get the skinny on it. You'll even find that head sculpt pic.
Yeah.
But yeah, just going and looking at that this week, I really wanted men. I think that a Mabel Hasbro would have been awesome. And, you know, I bet he would have had, a Mabel would have had the same action as that first series Boss Man, where both arms lifted up and slammed down.
He could have been in the Yoko pose, or what Yoko was doing.
Yeah, could have done Yoko too. Similar body type also.
Uh-huh.
Probably could have done the same thing they did with Yoko. Maybe not as big though. Yoko was kind of a different kind of big.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think Men on a Mission Hasbros would have just completely, they were just the characters, the colors,
the
everything
outfits.
About them. Yeah, exactly. That's yeah. what I'm saying. The colors and the characters, they fit the mold of what Hasbro was putting out in their time frame.
Did we see them at a house show?
I think so.
I
want to say we did.
I can't remember who they faced, but I remember it was two big guys. I remember Mabel and...
Maybe the Head Shrinkers? Because
no, because every time we saw the Head Shrinkers, they faced the Smoking Guns.
Okay.
Every single time. Because there was that one night where we went to the Oka Coliseum, and it was Brett and Luger against Owen and... I don't remember who Owen's partner was that night. But Smoking Guns faced the Head Shrinkers. And I remember that one because... One, earlier in the day, John Candy passed away.
Oh.
And two, I remember Billy Gunn nailing Fatu in the back with a chair that echoed throughout the arena. And I was like,
damn,
it's a house show.
Take it easy, dude.
Yeah, I know. but I remember another show that we went to. It was Smoking Guns against Head Shrinkers. Same exact match, Oakland Coliseum. But I remember it was Men on a Mission. I want to say Yoko was in that match.
Okay. So yeah, that's my pick.
Nice.
Men on a Mission in the Hasbros.
Like it.
I wish they would have done it.
We all do.
Yep. Well, I don't know about everybody.
Yeah, maybe not everybody.
Some people really hated Men on a Mission.
Scott, I am on a plane. Well, I'm not literally on a plane right now.
No, that would be awesome if we did a podcast on an airplane, though.
Oh, dude. Plane ride from hell.
Exactly.
I will be catching a plane Friday. Go back and follow our timeline, because when the show drops, it will be... the day after. But go back on our timeline, I'm going to be live tweeting from the NXT Portland show.
Nice.
I'm going to jump on a plane, head up to Portland from here, hour 45 minute flight, meet up with some friends up there.
You got to hit Voodoo Donuts.
Yes. I think that's going to be my Sunday trip.
You need to bring back like 4 boxes of them.
I don't know how I'm going to do that, dude.
With your hands.
Carry them. Make it happen.
Make it happen, dude.
How did you do it?
Well, we drove.
Oh, see, now you guys drove. I don't want to be carrying donuts.
Those boxes are huge because the donuts are huge. They're epic boxes. They're like way bigger than your standard dozen donut boxes. These things are gigantic. Bring back 4 boxes.
I don't know how I'm going to do that, dude.
You don't carry anything anyway. Celeste carries, or the editor carries everything for you. So make Celeste carry 4 by the 4 boxes are taller than she is, but make her carry them on the plane all the way back.
I will see what I can do. I don't know how I'm going to do this unless they have plane boxes.
Well, here's the problem. You're going to get there and Randy's going to tell you of a better donut place. Don't listen to him. Get Voodoo Donuts. Don't let him swerve you. No, Voodoo Donuts.
All right. I'll try to bring back some donuts. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'll try to bring back some Voodoo Donuts.
Also enjoy the NXT show.
I will. And also I need to hit up Padna's Barbecue. It's one of the top 10 barbecues in the U.S.
It's what barbecue?
Padna's.
It's what?
Padna's.
Padme? What?
P-O-D-N-A-H-S. Padna's Barbecue. Okay. It's one of the top 10 barbecue joints in the U.S.
All right.
I've got to hit that up. I asked Randy how it was, and he goes, pretty damn delicious.
Okay.
So I've got to hit that up.
Get your eat on.
Oh, yeah. Get some...
At Padna's.
Get some brisket. Pulled pork.
Yes, sir.
Hells yeah. Scott, with all that said...
Happy toy hunting.
Happy toy hunting. Adios.